GTN Shanghai.
And more talks on housing prices in China. We're joined by our current affairs commentator, Anar Tangdu. Anar, houses sell like hotcakes in China, but the government definitely don't want property prices to skyrocket like this. And they have put in place many restriction policies, but it seems they have not worked so well. What do you make of the government's efforts?
Well, the government's on a tightrope because, quite frankly, the real estate industry is a large part of GDP. So when you start shutting it down, you start turning off jobs. And when you're trying to create jobs and maintain your economy, that's a big issue. So that's why you've seen this kind of seesaw effect where the government has loosened and then tightened restrictions in order to try to, as I say, walk this tightrope between economic development and maintaining property prices. But the government's going to have to go a little bit further. I mean, there are issues. One of them is this idea of property tax. Right now, you have two different things going on. And one, you have people who want a house to live in. And quite frankly, within China, it's pretty good. Families in China, 90% of families in China actually own their house. And 80% of the people actually own it outright. No debt. So the real issue here is the speculative, what we call the non-real economy,
and where people... That's what the government wants to strike down.
Well, they do. But, one of the underlying causes of that is that people don't feel they have a lot of different alternatives for investment. For instance, putting money abroad is putting much, much more difficult. Mm-hmm. The stock market has had its ups and downs. So right now, people feel that property is safe. They might not make money, but they say, well, I won't lose too much.